The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever leave the house looking like a slob?
I know I have. It's not a good idea. Let's talk about it now. Welcome to Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So yesterday we saw a friend and he was real dressed up. And my first question was like, ooh, you got a job interview. Turns out he did.
Yep.
But you should always dress for the occasion.
Dress to impress.
Not necessarily dress to impress, Automatic.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't. I wear pretty much hoodies and joggers
every day.
You look
cute today. You look really good.
Hoodie and jogger way.
The messy part of your compliment, Dana, was the today part. Because okay. That would say that he didn't
She's
look
like,
good.
You look good today.
You look good today. I don't know about yesterday, dude.
Or the day before.
No, but listen, I'm with dressing for the occasion, but sometimes, dude, I'm running Saturday errands, and that's when I run into people who are like, hey, bro, I was at your comedy show last night, and I'm like mid-sweat,
oh,
looking nasty, post-yoga workout. Like
you're in between laundry days as a single man.
Or when I run to the grocery store, and they're like, hey, are you DJ Automatic?
Yeah, with your little chanclitas on, you've got your sandals and socks.
I might not have a hat on, hair everywhere.
Just looking all distressed at self-checkout. That's not the good time, bro.
I've been on a week-long bender.
Here, look, you got to dress for the occasion. Because dressing to impress means different things. If you're going, we're going to host a concert, we're not going to wear a tux.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
you got to dress for the occasion.
Fashion is your first introduction to somebody.
Oh, for sure.
The way you're dressed, the way you present yourself is your first introduction.
I'm so disappointed when people meet me then.
Oh, I got down at Michael's, and we had just moved here. And so Otto was like, you really going to get down like that? I'm like, nobody knows me. Gosh, the first thing that happened to this woman, I love your show. Let me introduce you to my kids. I was so embarrassed. I was all tirada. My hair was everywhere. I was in house shoes. Anyway, there's two reasons you do it. Number one, it promotes self-esteem.
Yes.
When you look good, you feel good.
Said okay? Deion Sanders.
Wasn't he some kind of philosopher?
No, yeah. He was.
Yeah, Coach Prime,
yes,
dog.
Yes, there you go.
Look good, feel good, play good, baby.
Number two, you want to look situationally appropriate.
Yes.
Which is why you dress for the occasion. All right, just a little reminder right there. Take
there
your PJs off before you go to the Walmart. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's kick this one off with International Women of Color Day. Come on now. Come on.
Salute
our ladies.
Love it.
And we also got National, Pig Day.
My favorite pig is bacon.
Oh, there it is. Nice.
I'm sorry, little piggy. I'm sorry.
He's coming for you.
National Wedding Planners Day as well, too. So
they make a big difference. I used one when I got married to DJ Automatic, and my life was so much easier.
You think that would be a great profession? I think it's a lot of pressure.
I think it's a lot. Like, you make a lot of money, though, bro. You could run people's
bills. I just think of J-Lo's movie, Wedding Planner.
We got World Music Therapy Day, so put something on that will soothe you. But let's wrap it up on something positive. World Compliment Day. Come on, dude. Make somebody feel good. Let's get it.
Okay, DJ Automatic, not only do you look exceptionally handsome today, your hair is exciting.
It's exciting?
It looks so good.
Well, I love your little sweatsuit,
what
Dana.
The dude, it's a compliment, like, tripod.
I'm supposed to compliment Anthony.
Okay, thank you, dude. I'm going to look at my face. But, Anthony, you know what? Even though your eyebrows are a little bushy today, you still got it. Thank you, King. There it is. Take care of yourself, baby.
Give someone a compliment today. It makes a difference.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned the radio on, this is a new segment we're doing every single Wednesday at this time. It's called Crazy Crimes of Passion. Today, we're going to talk about a boy named Anthony Tomplow, who called 911 in 2019. And here's what the 911 operator heard.
Emergency.
I just killed my dad. What do I need to tell you?
So you said you just killed your dad?
Yeah.
Is he still alive or?
He might be. I don't know. I think I shot him like 3 times, I think. There's blood on the floor, so I know he's at least been shot once.
Okay. You shot him 3 times with a gun?
Yes. 100%. Or at least I tried to. He tried to attack me. We got into a fist fight, and I ran in his room and locked the door and grabbed the gun. And I unlocked the door, and he tried to get, and then I shot him.
And around what age is your father?
50-something.
Okay, 50.
Yeah, whatever.
And are you there right now, or have you left?
No, I'm still here.
You still at your dad's house?
Yes.
What's your name?
Anthony Joseph Tomplow.
Okay, and do you know exactly where you shot him at, the areas?
I aimed for the head, but I might aim in the chest. I'm not quite sure. Are the cops coming? Is someone?
Yes, I have an ambulance on the way.
I wanted to play most of the 911 call for you so you can hear that he doesn't even know how old his father is. I'll tell you why in a little bit. He also asks, is someone coming to help at the end? And she says, yes, I'm sending someone. Anthony was kidnapped by his father when he was 6 going on 7.
Okay.
Whoa. His mother spent the last 11 years searching for him. Anthony was in school for like a second and then spent the remainder of these 11 years isolated in his father's house.
So his dad took him from his mom.
Yes.
And then isolated him, kept him away from everyone.
This man was abusive physically and emotionally and took Anthony from his mother because he wanted to hurt the mother. Now, when this story went viral, because obviously a child who kills their father, you know, it goes viral nationally. His sister recognized him and called news outlets in Baton Rouge to say, that's my brother. My father used to beat my mother and stole him from her. And we haven't seen him. We've been searching for him for 11 years. The FBI got involved and said, oh, it's true. So Anthony spent all those years with no education, didn't really know how to read or write, no social skills whatsoever. His father had found him a job in the past few months, and the woman who hired him said he just didn't really know how to look communicate.
The 911 call starts off with, I shot and killed my dad. If he would have opened up and said, my dad kidnapped me, and I finally, you know, did, it might, you might have been looking at a whole different scenario here.
Right, but he was so little. He said he felt like a dream.
Yeah.
He said he remembered his mother and everything, but it felt like some kind of distant dream.
Did this guy, Anthony, end up going to prison for this?
Automatic, he was charged with second-degree murder. The charge was later reduced to manslaughter. And the judge said, look, this guy does deserve jail time, but there's no way he should spend the rest of his life in prison. So he served. He's out now. He's gotten his GED. He's in therapy. And he's working toward finding a career. I mean, this is a kid that got no education.
How old is Anthony now?
I believe he's about 21 or 22. He's about
that old. So he's got his whole life ahead of him.
He does, but you're talking about someone who spent 11 years in a room by himself playing games.
Mm. What?
He did have a stepmom and a brother, but that was the only kind of interaction he had for the majority of his life.
So his stepmom thought it was okay?
She was abused too. She ran away, and that's who he was calling. That's why the father got mad and started hitting him the night that Anthony shot him, because he was trying to get a hold of his stepmother because he kind of wanted to leave the house. She left. Because she was being beaten so badly by this man.
His sister did step up and reach out to him. So there is love in his life.
Yes.
So, and like Automatic, you did point out, he does have a, you know, a future, a whole life ahead of him still. So I think there is still hope for him. And I, you know, the universe, I think, served its justice, in my opinion.
And happily, he has reunited with his sister and his mother.
There we go.
And he's living with them, and he's trying to recreate that relationship that he said felt like a dream. He said, now it's a reality. Follow at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'm posting video of the story. And
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I would say that most people love a good bowl of cereal with cold milk in it. And at least 90% of folks wear underwear, right? Why are these two things going to make you feel guilty? Well, I'll let you know when I share my In Case You Missed It story. DJ Automatic, you go first. I'm going to go last.
So these zero-calorie sweeteners, they're linking them to heart attacks and strokes.
What sweeteners?
It's called erythritol. It's a filler that they add to stevia, monk fruit, and other sugar substitutes so that you can use them as a one-to-one replacement to sugar. They discovered it can cause blood clots, heart attacks, and strokes, and researchers at the Cleveland Clinic say it's even worse for people who have existing health problems. So if you have things like diabetes, it's better just to do sugar than to do these additives.
It's not better to do sugar. Don't even do sugar. Don't do sugar. You're saying, I was like, no, your blood's going to spike. You need more medications and all that.
Well, they say if you're going to use a sweetener, it's better to use sugar without any additives.
Don't.
It's safer.
You got to struggle between obesity or some brain damage. Dang. I'm like, God,
no, this isn't. No, that's this is a brain damage.
You're so washed. DJ Coffee News.
Go on. Let me tell you, I put this stuff in my coffee every day, and
ours
it freaked me out.
Ours doesn't contain that. You made me
You
wrong.
Don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to go home and go search through
your
the packaging.
Professional basketball players. You talk to me about Coffee News. Coffee News, DJ Automatic. Coffee give me strokes. I don't even drink coffee, dude.
Let me tell you something, though. I ingest this every day.
You know,
if I drop dead here, it's my wife's fault.
It's a sweetener.
You're also the same. I can't even open an energy drink without Automatic going, dude, that's bad for you.
Every day.
Every time I open an energy drink, I don't drink any drinks every day anymore.
Automatic.
Anyway, I'm over it. All right, guys.
Drink water.
All right, well, in case you missed it, you might be on a toilet. On average, a recent poll done by Amir, an online news publication, they surveyed 1,000 men and found out that on average, we spend 7 hours a year hiding in the bathroom for peace and quiet.
I knew it. My husband spends 7 hours a week hiding in the bathroom for peace and quiet.
That's the only break I get.
Sometimes I'll knock on the door. What are you doing? I'm in
reading?
The bathroom.
For that long?
Yes.
No.
You can do a lot.
You can do a lot in the bathroom.
I don't even have no one to hide from. I don't even have a partner to get away from. I go to the bathroom and sit there.
You're like, Metro, stop looking at me. I'm going to the bathroom.
Just to get away from your dog. Okay, all right. So in case you missed it, brands like Fruit of the Loom and even Cheetos are being made by children that have come into this country undocumented.
What?
From ages 14. Yeah, one little boy's name is Christian. He's 14 years old. Carolina is packing Cheerios at 15. We also have a boy named Wander who came here from Guatemala, 13 years old. He's up every morning. And this is...
Are they paying these kids?
Yes, but they're not paying them enough. And what about school?
I know, yeah. What do you think? I'm not condoning this at all.
Well, I hope not. It's called child labor. So your Lucky Charms, your Chewy and Nature Valley granola bars... Some of the biggest brands in the country are using these children while they outsource. You know, they outsource all the work to be done by various warehouses. And I'm talking from Florida to Tennessee to Mississippi to North Carolina to South Dakota. As we complain about all of these things, we got to stop immigration. We got to do this. Yet we rely on the labor of children even. We got to reform immigration. I don't know why we're not having this conversation. It makes me mad.
Are you going to stop eating Lucky Charms now?
I don't eat Lucky Charms.
Oh, damn, bro.
I stopped as soon as I found out about this.
The fire, I know you eat Golden Grahams, and they're made by the same company.
So, by the way, I really do think that we have to take a stand and help these kids. One teacher that was interviewed says she teaches in an ESL class. She said, 80% of my students leave here and go to work and work till midnight or 1 in the morning and then get back up and come to school.
80%, bro?
That's 80%.
Wild. I can't even get my daughter off TikTok.
That's wild, dog. Shout out Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I've been Cinnamon Toast Crunch with a git, dog. Let's go.
Well, I would like to share.
So you're picking
this.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch over these kids?
They don't do that stuff.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch wasn't named, but I bet it's there. Okay?
Nah. Y'all spreading propaganda now, bro. Nah, don't do that.
I want to know how many people actually care about helping these kids and really changing the way we deal with immigration. Follow me now on Instagram at Dana Cortez. I want to send this article to you and let's get together and really do something and not just talk about it. Let's be about it. How about that? All right. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. Please DM me and I'll send you the article.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You ever get bullied in high school and wish you could go back and confront that bully? Just happened to Michael B. Jordan. Mm-hmm. We're going to play some audio for you right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. That story and more brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Famous people's birthdays. And
We got Lupita Nyong'o celebrating her birthday. Jamar Chase, Tyreek Hill, Kesha, and Justin Bieber celebrating a birthday.
Shout out to Biebs.
Hey, I'm going to start out with Adele. She's engaged to Rich Paul, and I could not be happier for her. Because I know that she said, although she loved her ex-husband deeply, she wasn't in love with him anymore in that way. Mm-hmm. You know, and he was her ultimate support. I mean, she gave him half the money. She didn't fight nothing.
I'm telling you, after Rich Paul saw that whole rock thing at the Grammys.
Oh, I remember, Otto.
He was like, I got to put a ring on
it. All right, now we'll move on and talk about Pete Davidson. Linked romantically to Ice Spice. If you don't know who Ice Spice is, you bet to go to my Instagram at Dana Cortez and find out. Automatic was like, she's so hot.
Oh,
who's
yes,
telling me she's dude. So hot?
And she's also popularized the term munch, which I think is what she's referencing to Pete Davidson in this situation.
I think it's a different kind of munch, though, that we're talking about.
Yeah, here. For sure, dude. It's a dude who only, you know, performs that action on a woman.
Well, first of all, it's not true.
Oh!
That was a rumor started on Twitter. Pete Davidson is dating Chase Sue Wonders right now. They're hanging out.
And now I think Drake's back after her because he just refollowed her on Instagram.
Yeah, the world wants her.
I love Automatic's dating commentary. It's beautiful.
Dude, he's the one that told me. I was like, all right, I'll get on.
Jeez, man.
And then finally, Michael B. Jordan has gotten the ultimate revenge on someone who kind of bullied him in high school. Her name is L'Oreal, and now she's a DJ on air radio personality. And she was on the red carpet questioning him. And he confronted her.
You know, we know each other. We go way back.
The corny kid, right?
No, I did not say that. Sure.
He said, no, I heard it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes, dude.
He used to take, photos of himself because he's already acting to high school. And she would call him corny and other people would call him corny. Well,
that's
now
whack.
Mr. Corny is the body of Calvin Klein.
And, you know, I think, hey, shout out to Michael B. Jordan. Not only is he a great specimen of a man, he's a talented actor. And he's on this revenge tour of kindness ever since he broke up with Laura Harvey or got broken up with.
She dumped him.
Yeah, exactly. And now he's just going to nice guy his way through life. And I'm here for it.
No, he's just going to call out every single girl that ever hated on
him. There you go. He's getting them back. All right, that's your Daily Dirt. We'll be back with more coming up.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know how much I love giving you food news when Hottest Hashtags is on? Ben and Jerry's has a new flavor. Ooh, I'm so fat for ice cream. I can't wait for this. Time for Hottest Hashtags on your Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Nugget.
All right. So did Cocaine Bear come in number one, or is Ant-Man and the Wasp still number one? Ant-Man is number one. I can't believe Cocaine Bear didn't win.
I believe that because it's a movie about a bear that does cocaine.
But it's a true story.
It's based loosely on a true story.
I've had some friends who went. I'll tell you what, guys. The reviews are up.
Okay.
My friends love it.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably just so stupid that it's amazing.
Yeah, dude.
So apparently this really happened. There was somebody who was transporting some drugs and it fell and the bear got into it. Did it go on for the week? No. But it really happened. And yet Ant-Man and the Wasp are still beating Cocaine
Bear.
Marvel.
Come on, dude. Ain't no Cocaine Bear. I don't know how much cocaine you do, Bear. You're not going to mess with Ant-Man, dog. You crazy, bro.
All right, now let's move on to food news. Ben and Jerry's has a new flavor. It's called Churray for Churros. It combines buttery cinnamon ice cream with churro pieces and crunchy cinnamon swirls inside. And the new flavor is rolling out to retailers now.
Let's go.
Gosh, it just probably 2,000 calories. I'm going to eat the whole thing. In the little bitty pint.
I love
it. It's 2,000 calories in a little tiny one?
Close to it.
Makes me want a grito.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick this off with World Music Therapy Day, which I just want to say shout out to Kendrick Lamar. I appreciate you, dog.
All right, that's some good stuff. It's funny you said that.
His music's therapy to me.
The latest album, Otto, will listen to it when he's in that, like, some type of way.
Oh,
like,
there you go.
Go into the garage and work out.
I listen to a lot of things, but that album for the past year has probably been my go-to.
All right, we also got National Pig Day. Oink, oink. Don't do a police sound, anybody.
I like bacon. Ham? Or is this for
pigs? See, don't do it, Dana. This is for pigs. You were right. Bacon, ham, great deli products and whatnot.
Yeah.
So,
salami.
Yeah. All right. World Compliment Day as well, too. You see somebody tell them what's up.
Okay, we did this earlier and you didn't do it right. So DJ may have to do it right. Automatic, you look so good today. Your hair is so exciting. You look lovely.
Those are some great pants you got on, Ant.
Thank you, dude. Automatic.
See, I did it.
Thank you, Automatic, for completing the compliment tripod.
No.
Dana Cortez, you're a great human being with a great soul sister.
Okay, I was
going to
say,
you
better. Okay, come thank on. You very much.
I think my compliment was kind of weak.
Yep. It was, dude. It wasn't hard, but let's be honest. We ain't got time for that. It's International Women of Color Day. Shout out to them.
Oh, yes.
And let's wrap it up on National Wedding Planner Day.
Oh, this is such a big deal. I had always heard about wedding planners, and they're so expensive. But brides-to-be, or anyone who plans on getting married, guys... Yeah. For your sanity, help her get a wedding planner. We used when we got married, DJ Automatic, our girl Celine.
We did use her.
And she made all the difference in the world. The headache was gone. She's one of my best friends in the world, and I want to thank her so much.
Damn, I wish I'd have got that compliment.
I was going to say.
Oh, this is awkward.
You talk about us like that?
I just told you.
I guess we didn't plan your wedding, though. I was just in it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, during our In Case You Missed It segment, I was talking about a recent study that revealed on average, men spend about 7 hours hiding in the bathroom for peace and quiet.
7 hours over a year,
all right?
I got that in a month, easy.
But what's driving them to the bathroom for that peace and quiet? I'm going to tell you right now. I'm talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And our full In Case You Missed It segment is up on the Dana Cortez Show podcast. If you missed it, we recap some of the hottest topics from the timeline, and we give them to you like that. And yes, this study that went down in the UK, but I think all blokes across the globe were the same, dude.
Okay.
Exactly.
And sometimes you just gotta duck off and, you know,
your woman in the bathroom.
Hide from your woman, your partner, or yourself sometimes. I'd be going in there by myself. I hide from my dog. Because I'm like, you're stressing me out, dude. Which I want to go to the park vibes all the time. I need a break, all right? But the survey goes on to reveal that a third of those men say that they feel as if their partners do not respect their personal time.
Oh.
So they say that their partners just will not back up off them about trying to get there. And going to the bathroom is the only place where they can get that peace and quiet.
I can definitely vibe with that. Because personally, I go there to get things done, really. To like... Well, obviously to get one thing done, but the other thing...
Get internal is what you're saying, dude.
Yeah, no, it's just...
Connect with yourself, brother.
No, it's to get things done on my phone. So I can answer emails, I can read articles, I can do a lot of different things. I get some work done without my wife telling me, hey, we need to go do this. Or hey, change the water filter. Hey, you know change what, the trash. Though,
right now, you know there's a woman yelling at us being like, we get no peace and quiet in the bathroom.
Girls hide in the bathroom too.
Well, that just led me to one conclusion. When my time comes, build a golden statue of me on my iPhone on the toilet. That way, like you know, 1,000 years from now, they're going to think I'm some type of god because men view the bathroom as a sanctuary. So there it is. That's what I want. Y'all play that. Y'all remember it. Lock
it
down.
You heard it here first.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.